In today's Mishnah, we're in the fourth and fifth mission from the first parak of Masech Tohoriyot. The mission begins. Horu Beitin. Beitin made this ruling mistakenly regarding a prohibition that is punishable with karet. How in this situation, one of the dayanim, one of the people sitting by the Beitin, understood Shetau that they made a mistake. Vamarlehem, he told them at the time, To'imatem, you are making a mistake. Or alternatively, another situation is that Or Shelo Hayamufla Shel Beitin Sham, or the head of the son, the Beitin, wasn't present when they made this ruling. Or Shaya Chan Mehem, or one of the people that sat in the Beit Din, was either a Ger or Mamzer or Natin. This is a convert. A Mamzer is a product of a relationship that is punishable with Karet, or a Natin is refers to the Givonim. Importantly, these three individuals are not fit to sit as Dayanim, as judges, as well as this next case, which is a Zaken, an elderly Dayan, Shelo Ra'an Lo Banim, that hasn't had children. Now, the reason why such a person cannot sit on a Beit Din specifically that rules on capital cases, because it's understood that such an individual is likely to be more cruel. So Mishnah says, in all the situations, they haray elu p'turim, that if they made this ruling, majority of Klal Yisrael followed it, they would not bring this par helem davar shel tzibur. Now that is because, well, the pasuk says, v'im kol adat Yisrael yishku, which means, if the entire assembly of Israel shall err. So understanding is kol adat Yisrael, well, that must mean that all the dayanim ruled mistakenly, but in unison. So in a situation where one Dayan says, you've made a mistake, that would mean that this case would not fall under the qualifications such that they'd be required to bring a par halem davar shel tzibur. Similarly, the Mishnah continues explaining other ones. Shneamar, it says, in our case, Eida, as I already quoted the Pasuk, refers to a congregation. Shneamar lahalan, it says, by the cases of capital punishments, when one rules on capital punishments, it refers to Eida. It says, v'shaftu ha'eida. So ma Eida amul lahalan, just as when it says Eida, by capital cases, ad shiu kulam ru'um lahora'a. The dayanim there, they all have to be fit to act as dayanim. So that would exclude, as we said, a ger, a mamzer, and a tin. So to here, af eida hamurkan, so therefore we import those laws from capital cases to these laws, which would imply then, ad shiu kulam ru'um lahora'a, to mean that all the dayanim have to be fit to act as judges to the level that is required in the capital cases. Let's continue. Horu Beit Din Shogegim. Let's say the Beit Din made a mistake in the judgment. Vasul kol akal b'shogegim. And all the Am Yisrael followed that ruling by mistake. They just thought it was correct. In that situation, that would qualify for the topic of this Mishnah, of this Pesechta, such that the Mevim Parah, they have to bring a special bull offering that is a sin offering. However, if it was Mezidin, if Beit Din ruled deliberately incorrectly, they knew it was wrong, and nonetheless they ruled, misleading Klal Yisrael, Vasul Shogegim, but the rest of Klal Yisrael simply followed that ruling. In that situation, they would be treated as individuals that violated prohibition by mistake, such that each and every one of them would have to bring mevim kispa or sira. They would have to bring simply a sin offering, regular sin offering, which is either a lamb or a goat. Let's continue. Shogegim, if however Beit Din again ruled by mistake, vasu mezinim, and the kahal, the Am Yisrael, they knew the mistake, but they went ahead anyway and violated these prohibitions deliberately. In that situation, hare elu p'turim. Everyone would be exempt from bringing a korban. Why is that? Well, you can't bring the paralem davar shel tzibur because you don't have a majority of Klal Yisrael that followed that ruling. And the only reason why they did it was because they were following the ruling. Similarly, these individuals, they cannot bring a korban because you do not bring a korban for violating a prohibition that's punishable by a karet if you did so deliberately. You only are able to bring a korban if you did so, as we said, b'shogeg, by mistake. Let's now learn Mishnah Hay. Horu Beit Din. What happened if Beit Din ruled, again mistakenly, Vasul kolak halu ruban, and a majority of the community of Klal Yisrael, or all of them, acted according to that ruling? In that situation, we said they have to bring a bull. Mevim par, this is again, this par halem davar shel tzibur. However, uba vodazara, if it was related to idol worship, then they bring a different korban, as I alluded to before, and now we learn that it's a par v'sa'ir. So he has to bring a bull for an ol offering, and a sa'ir, this goat, for a sin offering. That is opinion divrei Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Meir. Now, as he understands, it's a responsibility of the Beit Din to bring this offering. They're the ones that bring it. However, now we learn the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Shneimasar shvatim mevim shneimasar parim uvavodazara mevim shneimasar parim ushneimasar sirim. He says that when the pasuk says vikrivu ha-kahal, he understands the term kahal is used both in Chumash and Ketuvim to refer to a shevet and not to a Beit Din. So therefore, each of the shvatim, each of the tribes, would have to bring this bull offering, if it was a regular situation of a mistaken ruling regarding prohibition punishable with karet, and if it was avodah zarah, they each have to bring this par and seir. Rabbi Shimon's opinion combines the two. He said, shlosh asar parim uvodah zarah, shlosh asar parim u'shlosh asar seirim. So altogether it would be 13. Why? And using the example of Avodah Zarah, he says, Par v'seir, the bull and the goat, would have to be l'kol shevet v'shevet, each tribe, but also par v'seir l'beitin, beitin would also have to bring one as well. Let's continue. Horu beitin, what if the beitin passed a ruling? Vasu shiva shvatim, and a majority of the shvatim followed this ruling, despite the fact they might not have constituted the majority of the population. Or alternatively, if it was a rubam, meaning a majority of the population, even if it's the minority of the actual shvatim themselves. So when RPM, then in that situation, Rimer says there's no different. In this situation, we have a majority, be it in shvatim or in population, that have followed this ruling, and therefore, the beitin, just as before, the responsibility is on them to bring this korban. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shiva shvatim shechatu mevim shiva parim. He says, this case is different. The seven tribes that follow the ruling, yes, they would each have to bring this korban individually, shiva parim. However, shar shvatim shelo chatu, the rest of the shvatim that didn't sin, they would have to mivim al yedihem par. They together would have to bring their own offering. Sha'af elu shelo chatu mivim al yedei hachotim. Because despite the fact that they themselves didn't follow this ruling and violate the prohibition, nonetheless, the fact that it was a majority of Klal Yisrael obligates the remaining tribes to together bring this korban. Here, Kati cites the Rambam just to make it absolutely clear that when we say all the other shvatim have to bring a korban, it doesn't mean that they bring it together, one, but really at the end of the day, all the shvatim will bring a korban. So in total, it will be 12 parim, so a par for each and every shevet. Rabbi Shimon Haver disagrees. He says, Shmona parim, he says only 8 bulls would have to be brought. 7 for the shvatim that followed the ruling, and 1 extra for beitin. So it's similar to the position of Rabbi Shimon before, that there's obligation on the beitin and on the kahal to bring these korbanot. The difference is, according to Rabbi Shimon, only the shvatim that followed the ruling would have to actually bring this korban, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says really all of them would. Let's continue. Avodah Zarah, sorry, to finish Rabbi Shimon's position. Avodah Zarah, Shmona Parim or Shmona Sirim. If it was related to idol worship, then there'd be 7 bulls and 7 goats. The Par V'Sair, the Chol Shevet V'Shevet, each tribe, meaning of those 7, or Par V'Sair L'Beitin. Let's continue. Horu Beitin Shelechad Min HaShvatim. What happens if Beitin of one of the Shvatim ruled incorrectly? V'Asato Shevet Al Pihem. And that Shevet followed the ruling of the Beitin of that Shevet. Then Oto Shevet Hu Chayav. Then that Shevet, that tribe on its own, would have to bring this Korban. However, Shar Kol HaShvatim, but the other tribes, because you don't have Rov Tzibor anymore, and you don't have Rov Shvatim, you have a majority of the population, and you don't have a majority of the Shvatim, would not have to bring anything at all. Shar Kol HaShvatim, and that's opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. Really interestingly here, the Rambam comments, this is again cited by Kahati, he says, according to Rebbe Yehuda, if, however, that one Shevet was a majority of the population of Am Yisrael, and it wasn't their own beitin that followed, but the Sanhedrin, the beitin gadol in Yerushalayim, in that situation, they could obligate all the other shvatim as well to bring a korban. Because once again, we have a majority of population, and it came from the beitin hagadol, or Sanhedrin gadol. Let's continue. The Chachamim Orim says, no, ein chayavim, a korban sibur would not be brought, ela al horeya beitin hagadol bilvad. The only time that we have this concept of the parahelem davashet sibur only really be if it was from the Sanhedrin Hagadol that was in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash of 71 Dayanim, and not from a Beit Din even of 23 of an individual Shevet. This is the opinion of Chachamim. Why Shnemar v'im kol adat Yisrael yishku? Meaning, it says kol adat Yisrael, congregation of Israel. And he understands, ve'lo adat oto Shevet. We're not talking about a congregation of an individual Shevet, but rather all of Israel. And those in the Mishnah today.